Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of December 16, 2024. My name is Teddy, and I'm your phonologist for this week. Sunday, December 15th, it was around 35 degrees outside, and we had some fog and light rain. On Monday, December 16th, it was pouring down rain at 5 to 6 at Isabel's house. Also on December 16th at 8:55 a.m., the temperature was 33 degrees, and it was raining outside at North Shore Community School. Sundays and Mondays' rain and warm temperature changed Isabel's ice skating rink into a pond of slushy water. On Thursday, December 19th, Miss Urban noticed there was about an inch of slush on Schmidt Creek, and underneath was solid ice. On Thursday, December 19th, Miss Urban saw and heard a flock of about 12 common red poles in the school forest near the stream. Also on Thursday, Miss Urban saw many animal tracks along the trails of the school forest, including white-tailed deer, snowshoe hare, crows, and cottontails. Miss Urban saw some birch seeds that had been released onto the trail near the elbow of the school forest on December 19th. Paper birch trees drop their seeds throughout the fall and winter, and you may see them attached to a three-lobed scale sitting on top of the snow. On December 15th, there was a full moon known as the Cold Moon. The Ojibwe call it the Little Spirit Moon. It earned its name from the long frigid nights of winter in the northern hemisphere. Rising on December 15th, it appeared large and bright as it climbed above the horizon, offering a breathtaking sight for night sky watchers. The winter solstice occurs in the northern hemisphere on Saturday, December 21st. This celestial event happens when Earth's axial tilt positions in the northern hemisphere at its farthest point from the sun, resulting in the least amount of daylight for the year. At 4:20 a.m. Eastern, the solstice will take place, the marking of the beginning of winter in the northern hemisphere. After the winter solstice, every day will have a little more sunlight than the one before. By the time we reach the summer solstice on June 20th, 2025, it will be the longest day of the year. So even though December 21st feels dark, it's actually the turning point toward brighter days. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.